Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
To Delima, welcome live here at Yarrabah. We're here at Malcolm Bishop Park for the Yarrabah Disability Service Provider Day for National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land here where we sit. That's Gugenji people. Big shout out, thank you very much. And to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours on the Big Island, a very good morning to you all. So National Talk Black live here at the at Malcolm Bishop Park for Yarrabah Disability Service Provider Day. And look, a fantastic day, beautiful day, gorgeous day. And look, we have some people walking through the gates. We've got something like, I'm counting about 15, 20 exhibitors here providing. And this is all under Mission Australia, NDIS. And we are acknowledging and recognising and supporting the people here in Yarrabah with disability. And to talk about that, we've got Sarah White here, Service Area Manager, Mission Australia, NDIS. A very good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, Sarah Wild. Where's Sarah Wild? Who's Sarah Wild? Tell us your story there, sister.
I don't know the story's about me, but I've been working at Mission Australia for about 15 years and was lucky enough to work most of that time in Yarrabah.
Okay.
And was around for the establishment of the NDIS 5 years ago in the Cairns.
5 years ago in the Cairns area.
Mm.
And been holding the reins there for the area manager since that time.
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
Fantastic. So here we are at Malcolm Bishop Park at Yarrabah. Yarrabah Disability Service Provider Day. First time doing this event?
Yeah, this is the first time that we've actually brought all the service providers together in Yarrabah. We've done it around the region in each of the LGAs, but this is the first time for Yarrabah, and we're excited. We've got about 40 providers here today.
40 providers, beautiful.
To connect people, and it's really about making sure that people have choice and control and can access different services and supports and make choices.
Exactly, exactly.
Who they want to talk to.
And so when we're talking people with disability, we're talking all facets, aren't we?
Yeah, so Mission Australia is the partner in the community, and our role is to work with anyone with a disability. And we support them either to access funded support through the NDIS,
yes,
or also access supports through community and mainstream services.
Yes.
We also have part of that is working with little ones who are 0 to 6 who may have some developmental concerns, or you might have a little bit of worries around what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a team of specialists who can provide some intensive support for parents, but also for the children to bring them where they need to be.
Fantastic. And when we're talking about, it takes a community to raise a child. You just mentioned children, what have you. Sarah, is there joint ventures? Is there a partnership happening with, like, for example, Guruni Yalamaka, the First Nation Health Organisation here at Yarrabah?
Yeah, absolutely. I think part, as you talked about, is part of providing services is that it's an integrated service, and that means that everybody works together. Today's event, Mission Australia are one of the lead organisations, but couldn't have done it without Yarrabah Council partnering with Yarrabah Council to make it happen.
Mm.
So Yarrabah School, Mutkin, I think there's a large numbers of supports and services within Yarrabah that all work together.
Yeah, fantastic team effort. I'm just looking at the front gate here. We've got some primary school kids coming through now and look like preschool. So, and they've got the little yellow vest on, which is fantastic. And so it just provides a space there. And for people to come along to look at the services that are available. Now, if you're able and everything, that's fantastic, but good to get the education because you may know somebody in the community who may have a disability.
That's right. And as we talked about, it might be that someone, you know someone, so it's about getting some information and support, but it's also really important to think about inclusion and access.
Exactly.
And that's about building community awareness about what that actually means, so that it's not just about the person with a disability fitting into community, it's actually that we make the community accessible for people with disabilities and or their families. So that's a really important part.
And so when we're talking about Mission Australia, NDIS, we expand that service that we provide for people with disability even to the sense of housing?
No. So Mission Australia is a national organisation, non-denominational, and have been around for about 160 years. Mm. So we have lots of different streams of services and supports, and housing is obviously one of our major streams that we have, and reducing homelessness is obviously a really core business for us. Mm. But we don't provide housing services within Yarrabah at this point in time, but nationally, yes.
Sure, nationally, yes. Yeah. Mm. Fantastic. So it's just providing even employment, we could say, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the projects we're actually doing within the Cairns region is looking at employment opportunities, but that also means working with businesses, working with employees around how accessible their organisations are and building awareness around disabilities and different types of disabilities. I think sometimes there can be a real stereotype that certain disabilities, you know, someone in a physical wheelchair or someone with Down syndrome, but disabilities is much, much larger than that, and often it's the non-visual disabilities that are also disadvantaged. So just trying to raise awareness about all types of disabilities.
Fantastic. Let's talk about the team under you. So Cairns and Yarrabah, they're the two areas that you look after?
Yes. So within this region, we're the partner in the community across Cassowary Coast, across Mareeba, Tablelands, Douglas, Yarrabah and Cairns. Okay. So across the region. Big footprint, and we've got about 50 staff across six offices.
Beautiful, fantastic.
An amazing team.
Sure, fantastic. And talking about First Nation staff on board?
Yes, I believe our statistics for First Nation staff is around 16%.
Okay, beautiful.
That's for the NDIS services, but that's much larger in our other services outside the NDIS.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. Look, great. So great opportunity to all the mob who are tuned in to BBM, National Talk Black. You mob in Yarrabah, come on down to Malcolm Bishop Park and see what's happening here, the event today, Yarrabah Disability Service Provider Day. There's some very, very good prizes.
Yes, I was going to say.
Let's talk about that, sister.
Let's definitely talk about the prizes. One of the probably the big ones people want to know, we've got Jonathan Thurston pack, giveaway pack. We've got $100 Myer vouchers, $50 vouchers for Bunnings, Coles, physiotherapy sessions. So all the lovely storeholders that are here today have donated prizes. So there's lots of prizes to give away. All you need to do is walk through the door and fill out an application.
Just fantastic. Too simple. And look, I'd like to mention some of the providers. We've got the One Stop Support Services, Rights in Action, Synapse. We also have Dental, Hambledon House. We also got an elders tent, of course, for our beautiful elders. We got Mimosa, Turnkey Support Services, Select Support Services, Versatile Tailored Care Services, Heartfelt Care, Thriving Lives Co. Just to mention a few, but there's so many here, and I'm counting about 35, 39 odd providers. It's a great team of people here, Sarah, and great to see that what support is available for people with disability.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and we're really privileged to have the opportunity to be here, and thank everyone for coming, and just like to see the community come on board and get to know the services and supports that are available to them.
Fantastic. Great to see. Good yarning with you, Sarah. Thank you very much. And now we're going to jump on the microphone in regard to the MC job that I'm doing. We'll have a yarn there as well. But all you Delhi mob who are tuned into National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming live from Yarrabah, Gugangi country at Malcolm Bishop Park for the Yarrabah Disability Service Provider Day. Stay tuned. We've got some more interviews coming your way. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. BBM 98.7 FM.
When he first
welcome back live to the outdoor broadcast here at Malcolm Bishop Park here at Yarraba, Gugenji Country. Big shout out to the local mob here. We're here for the Yarraba Disability Service Provider Day. Trinity, Trevor and Mike with your daily program, National Talk Black, here at Bama Bipa Media, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Had a deadly yarn with the Service Area Manager for Mission Australia, NDIS. First time they had this event here at Yarraba. And look, it's looking so promising, and hopefully make it an annual event. But it's just a space to let the people with disability know that all the service around are here to support you. And look, the next interview I got here is with Dudley brother, Patrick O'Donnell. He's the director and director of his company, which is Origin. He's going to let the Origin support services. And a very good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, thanks, Trevor.
Great to see you, my brother. I'm going to say who you mob, where you're from, but you're not First Nation of this country. You've got a bit of Filipino blood in you, brother.
Yeah, that's it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And this is your business.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So, Origin Support Services. Tell us about Origin Support Services and the service that you provide, please.
Yeah, we're an NDIS registered provider, and we provide a lot of support through SIL, community access, and other core supports into the community. We're predominantly, most of our clients are Indigenous First Nations, and
yes,
we do a lot of work up in, a major deal, but we do trips to country and stuff up to north of Tobamaga, over across the Corumba and down to Cooktown and all that sort of area.
So paint the picture again regarding the service that you provide.
Yeah, so basically a lot of direct supports with support workers. So if you have a loved one that is on the NDIS and needs help.
So like carers?
Yeah, that's
okay,
right. Yeah.
Thank you, I understand in there. Yep. And that's virtually in community, so providing job opportunities for people, but also providing the service to help people with disability.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. How many are on board with your company?
We have a total of about, I think, 130 employees.
Okay,
and
fantastic.
We have roughly about 95% Indigenous First Nations people that we looked after.
Good. And well, nothing beats black on black. So when you've got our people working on country with First Nation people on country, that's a beautiful fit.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, it's awesome, eh?
Good, brother, good. So you're entrepreneur, businessman, you saw an opportunity there, and when you're looking at people who decide to get in business, they look for the wants and needs for the people, and you fulfill that one need, then you've got a business. That's exactly what you've done.
Yeah, and that's right, exactly. And I think also building those relationships too. I think that's what a lot about the NDIS and helping people in the community is all about relationships and supporting and keeping them very close.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 130 staff?
Yeah.
So when you're talking about 130 staff, are they employed by you or the contract workers having a contract deal with you?
All employed.
All employed. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good mixture of full-time, casual, part-time, salary, everything, yeah.
That's good. And we're talking male and females, and what age do you employ?
We look at anyone from no experience to the most experienced, age from, you know, I think the youngest we can employ around 16 to, I think our oldest is probably around 70 something or other. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so a mixed basket.
and with that, they are employed from their own community. So it becomes an industry, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got a office in or branch in Townsville, and obviously that community there's looked after by them, and we're over in Western Australia now, and obviously Cairns and the communities too, and the local areas.
Local area as well. Yeah. So, Patrick O'Donnell, good yarning with you, and I believe you got with you bodyguard, and that's Tara Barclay, Executive Assistant. Love to have a chat with her. For you mob who just tuned in, this is Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, for National Talk Black, and I'm live here at Malcolm Bishop Park at Yarraba, with the Gagangi people, and we're here for the Yarra Disability Service Provider Day, Mission Australia NDIS. Had a deadly yarn with Sarah Weil, who's the Service Area Manager, Mission Australia NDIS. First time they've done this ever, and maybe hopefully a annual event. Just had a deadly yarn with Patrick O'Donnell, who's the Director of Origin Support Services, and he's got his executive assistant here with him. She's a lot prettier than him. And that's Tara Barclay. Tara, how are you, sister?
Hey, good. Thanks, Trevor.
Nice to see you. Thank you for coming along. So we were talking earlier who your mob, but you're fruit salad, eh?
I'm fruit salad. Background? Mongrel breed, through and through.
Mongrel
yeah.
breed, beautiful, sister.
Yeah.
How long have you been with the company?
About a year. I did some support work. And
sure.
I'm Patrick's other half as well, and now I'm...
Oh, there you go. All right. There you
assistant,
go.
Which means general
I'm saying bodyguard, but regularly, he think he's the director. He think he's the boss. No, got the and to his left, got the right-hand lady.
I they say their neck turns the head.
There you go. That's beautiful. No. So, look, it's great to have a partnership then. I mean, you're a husband and wife running the business. And so painting the picture, you're the executive assistant to the company. So what does your job entail?
Oh, gosh. All sorts of things. Well, organising expos, insurance, moving of the premises.
Yeah.
Emails galore.
Sure.
It's constantly changing. Real estate.
So, do you guys have houses where the people live?
Yeah, supported independent living.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've got about 17 combined with towns, or 14, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, okay, right, yeah.
We just got a few more.
Are those houses you guys rent, or do you own to provide the...
I think there's only one or two that are owned, and the rest
and the people pay
rented.
Rent there?
Yeah.
Who've got disability, and then you've got carers to look after them working
in
that house?
Yeah, 24/7, and they do sleepovers as well.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So it becomes like a rotating roster. Because
yeah.
we're talking some of the people with disability, it's 24-hour service they require.
It is,
yes.
Yeah. So it's a constant turnaround of different support workers, but
okay.
usually they find who likes who, who
yes.
the participants like and who the support workers get along with. And there's
so let's look at Yarrabah, for example, in yeah. this conversation. Do you have houses here in Yarrabah?
Not yet.
No, we do support people here in
Yarrabah.
Yeah, people
here in Yarrabah.
You're talking with the microphone there, you know?
Yeah,
I'm talking to Tara.
But we
just
don't
stay back,
any
Patrick.
Yeah, but it would be great.
So with people with disability living in their house,
yep.
you provide care workers to come and work with them in their house. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And then they have the care workers have their own cars?
They do.
So
yep.
do we take the patients out and regarding days out and swimming or
we call them, but
dinner, lunch?
All kinds of community access, whatever they'd like to do, whatever kind of community events they'd like to participate in.
Sure.
And there's all sorts of things. So, of course, we make sure that they've got cars in good nick with the
exactly
insurance and all
exactly.
that sort of stuff.
All right, fantastic, yeah.
yeah.
All right, Ray, well, good talking with you. Husband
Thank
and wife,
you.
I didn't realise. So there it is, team effort.
Well, not yet. It's
Origin,
not
support services.
Yet.
Oh, not official.
Not
Patrick, get organised, Patrick. Get organised, right? Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Nice meeting you, Tara. Thank
okay.
you very much. Patrick,
Thanks,
all
Trevor.
The best to you. Origin Support Services. You got a web page?
Yes.
People can check it out.
www.originsupportservices.com.au.
All one word, originsupportservices.com.au.
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Trevor.
To Daily Mob, you're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live outdoor broadcast here at Malcolm Bishop Park at Yarrabah. Gagangi people, thank you very much for having us. And we're here for the Yarrabah Disability Service Provider Day. And it's run by Mission Australia, NDIS, fantastic. But stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM.
By the river, so I can take you by the hand, hand, yeah. And we can walk and we can talk for hours and hours about nothing in particular at all. Wait, wait, wait. Can lay beside the ocean,
fire in our right and the hammock on our left and the waves at our feet. And the stars will be the only lights that we see. For the red and the blue and the yellow that the burning fire plays. Listen, listen.
guitar and rushes to my Cuckoo Yalanchi girl. I look into her deep brown eyes, says something I can't hide. The mountains that I climb, I find my sacred, sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanchi, Cuckoo Yalanchi, Cuckoo Yalanchi girl. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanchi, Cuckoo Yalanchi, Cuckoo Yalanchi, Cuckoo Yalanchi girl.
I'm an island man. me say me and a white man. Stand up, blood for red blood, me blood in the wap in a me young. This one cast me, but me play you blah mass land. Carry him strong for the next generation. Mamba yoka, thank you, Zazi, ya maka maka.
Are you ready?
When we go back, I'm coming, say we let go
steady.
I don't like a powder lone. One man lo front line alarm. We hit the ground, say
I'm an island man.
No, not one lie. I mean I love my sister so super.
I'm an island man.
Born from the sea. Find me sleep under low make a tree.
I'm an island man.
You island man too. Walk about this game with my red caligo.
I'm an island man.
Cool up your fly, what I and I smoke, but this salt water finish red me eye. High grade, I want them now look for 25. New Guinea gold, what if finish only one time, kill the vibes. And that case, we back, we ball over you, I rep this thing, we pride. 87, no one chest, I'm a Ken's Island line. That de la Rasta, wa life from same tribe. Fuel up a dinghy, pass, we all go cast same time.
Come down, tempo go home, boy go to York. Pour ma island, yai ma bio. Sai ba ya badua, uga chuyam. Awara bear e rumari island. Sempol to hon, way go to yo. Pour ma island, yai ma bio. Sai ba ya badua, uga chuyam. Awara bear e rumari island. I'm an island man.
Yeah, to Delhi, you might welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at Malcolm Bishop Park here at Yarrabah, Gurganji Country. Fantastic to be here. We're here for the Yarrabah Disability Service Provider Day that's supported by Mission Australia, NDIS. And like I said, Delhi Yarn with Sarah Wilder, Service Area Manager, Mission Australia. Also, Patrick O'Donnell there. He's got his company, Origin Provider Services, and that's providing care workers for people with disability here in far north Queensland. And he's a business entity, as in he runs his own business. So fantastic to see. And look, great to be yarning with Mob. The first time they've had the Yarra Disability Service Provider Day. It's been a fantastic day. There's good crowd here, good people here. And so they may continue to keep doing this as an annual event. But I did mention earlier some of the providers here. I'd like to mention some more. First Nations Support Coordination, Thriving Lives Co., Early Years Pathway, Guruni, that's Guruni Yalamaka, the Yarrabah Health Service here, Guruni Yalamaka, big shout out to those Deadly Mob, Unoa Lane, WorkLink, Little Chefs, First Nations Foundation, Compassionate Community Care, Origin Support Services, IARA, and we've got Cramley, Mutkin Mercy, My Haven, FNQ Plan Management, AMR Development, Workways, Refocus, Thrive Support Coordination, MJD Foundation, Play Matters, Vision Australia, and also Yarrabah Council. So fantastic as team effort, providing this beautiful day, and some deadly prizes as well. As I mentioned earlier, the prizes, and I'll go back and mention some of the prizes here. Big shout out to JT, that's Jonathan Thurston, because we've got a Jonathan Thurston prize pack. We also got Kmart vouchers, exercise physiotherapist, women's cream pack. We also have Coles vouchers, and we also have Coles voucher $50 and $100, and also chocolate lollies, bunnies gift card $50, sandwich press, so make some beautiful lunches, Coles and Myers gift card $100, and Coles and Myers gift card $50, Cairns Skating Centre voucher $100, as I mentioned to the elders, which way auntie you might win that prize, there you go, skating down to the park. That'd be deadly. And MasterCard gift card, $50. They're just named the a few of the prizes I've named there. And that's thanks to the exhibitors who are here today, which is great, fantastic. So National Talk Black, thank you very much for your company. Your mob, we're live here at Malcolm Bishop Park. Your mob of Yari, if you're listening to Trendy Trev with National Talk Black, come on down here to Malcolm Bishop Park. Plenty of food and nibblies. Elders and elders tent. Come down for a cup of tea, coffee and bickies. Do that. Fantastic. And look, I thank you very much for your time, your mob. And thank you, NERS, National News Radio Service. A big shout out to our First Nation radio station across this beautiful country of ours, our Deadly Black Network. And good yarning, Rob. And also a big shout out to Leah, who's our anchor there at the office, Bama Bipra. Thank you, Leah, to Dudley. And also to big shout out to Ruby here, and also Maddie Motlop. Fantastic. But Trendy Trev going to sign off. Thank you for your time. And we'll be yarning again tomorrow on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.